And we got turned away by a line of Hamilton County's finest who said, you cannot approach the stage when the Nashville star is up there. And we said, but this is the Florida Folk Festival and we're crackers. And they said, sorry, guys, it's in the contract. So
come back later.
We just come back later.
Yeah.
So we did. We went back to the campground and practiced a little bit, if you call it that. So we decided to come back, and we are now Osama Dome Baldwin and the Cracker Terrorist Band. So, but,
it's in one still.
Just go ahead and announce the next tune while we're getting the sound system.
You can play with us.
I heard. Sure we had it.
Yeah, we're
fine.
Well, I don't know how clean it'll be. But.
Good luck. One other name for the band is Joke on the Sound Man. So, anyway, Kate, the previous act, when we came up, she was singing a song about a coon in a can, and I heard her singing another one about an armadillo. So we're going to continue the theme of small edible critters of the Southeast. We're going to play you a couple of tunes called The Possum and the Coon and Coon on a Rail.
You have to.
You see, he's got a purple shirt on. He lives in Louisiana. They eat a lot of nutria over there. So.
Sportsman's paradise. We're gonna kill him pretty soon.
Sure. Ready, boys? Introduce the band as we go along. You've already met Willie Sager. He's raised around Sebring, but somehow wound up over in Louisiana.
The food is too good up there.
Like I say, Nutra and crawdad.
Possum, Nutra, yeah, gators, all that. Anything that's slow moving, we eat.
Oh, he told us. He told us they here lately. They've gotten into barbecue and watermelons over there in Louisiana. They'll get out in the middle of a cane field and build a big fire and get a bunch of people there and throw a watermelon on the fire. And after 5 or 10 minutes, it blows up. It just blows everywhere, and you just go run and get you a piece. But okay, next in line is Pat Shields. He was doing a workshop at an elementary school recently, and a little fella came up to him and says, "Man, you sure are big." He says, "Yeah, I sure am." He says, "You look like the Incredible Bulk."
He did.
So Pat, he's hungry a lot, being as big as he is. So
roar!
He's going to sing you a song about eating.
Well, I was going to tell you before we started this eating business, there's two things in the South you don't mess with in Mama's kitchen. Number one is Mama, and the second is her iron skillet. Right?
That's right.
It just ain't an iron skillet. It's got to be good and greasy. It ain't none of this greasy stuff. It's greasy. And this is a song about cornbread and beans and them good old turnip greens. Keep my skillet good and greasy all the time.
Next, we have Joe Nelson here on my right, black-shirted man. He's from Savannah, Georgia, grew up there, and we call him the Georgia Heartthrob. He's available, gals.
We don't know for what.
We'll read him out by the night.
He's been given a number of bus tickets.
He's going to sing you, in keeping with a Stephen Foster theme here at the festival, he's going to sing you a tune called Old Susanna. Isn't that good?
Well,
a lot of roses and a tree prime. Rose, Susanna,
I'm not really from Alabama, but I might as well be because both of my folks are from L.A. That means lower Alabama in these parts. And my dad is actually from UCLA. That's the upper corner of lower Alabama. So having that Alabama heritage and hearing about people coming from Alabama with banjos on their knees, I tried to play my banjo out like this on my knee, and it didn't really work because those brackets put little holes in your leg, you know. But anyway... Speaking of Alabama, I live down the river in Suwanee County, and there's some Baldwins around there, and people ask me, are you kin to these Baldwins here? And I say, no. These Baldwins down here are horse thieves, and all my Baldwin kin in Alabama are chicken thieves. No relation. So this is a... This is a song about chicken thievery. This is actually a request. It's called a Chicken Roost Blues.
It's foul, but he's going to do it anyway.
It's foul.
Ready, boys?
Yeah, reckon.
Late last night, I went out to get me a chicken or two. But when I heard that old shotgun, boy, I did skidoo. I grabbed my sack and made for the door, but I didn't get away in time. When I came around the corner of the barn, boy, I sure got mine. Yo, let it go, chicken roost blue. Crawled in bed, but I didn't get to sleep at all. Cause every time I'd hear that rooster squall. I messed up the words.
That's right.
Next time it comes around, we'll try it again. Okay. That man that shot at me last night must have been a hard-boiled old squirt. Cause when that shot hit the seat of my britches, boy, it sure did hurt. I went back home, crawled in bed, but I didn't get to sleep at all. Cause every time I'd close my eyes, I'd hear that rooster squall. Yo, let go, rooster squall. By the fire, till I heard someone outside. He came through the creek, forced up on the gate, and nearly jumped out of my hide. The sheriff come up, knocked on the door, the hour was half past two. I said, Mr. Sheriff, what do you want? He said, I've come for you. Yo, lady, I'm here for you. Out the window, down the road I run. But the sheriff reached out and grabbed me by the collar, said, I got you, son of a gun. Now here in jail for 90 days is home sweet home for me. But I'll get me another sack of chickens the day that I get free. Your little old jailhouse blue. Don't try this at home. You might get busted.
Somebody get you by the neck.
All right, now we're going to get Bill Martin. He lives up off of Lookout Mountain in North Alabama. He lives up there near Mentone with his lovely wife, Nancy. They have a little hideaway in the woods there on the side of a hill. And he's going to sing us a song, another Stephen Foster song, right?
Well, no, but it's in that vintage. In fact, this was your daddy's favorite song, wasn't it, Lloyd?
Granddaddy.
Your granddaddy's favorite song. And it's been my privilege to come here and play with Lloyd for a decade or so. And
longer than that.
Longer than that. We've known each other, been playing about three decades.
You think they're crazy now, you should have seen them when they was kids.
I don't know.
Back when I had hair.
It'd be a close race, I reckon.
Before my hair turned loose and his turned gray.
I think I failed all his hair. There's a low green river by the old Kentucky shore where I wild many happy hours away. Just a sitting and a singing by her little cabin door where lived my darling Nellie Gray. Oh, my darling Nellie Gray, they have taken you away. I'll never see my darling anymore. I'm a-sittin' by the river, weeping all the day, 'cause you've gone from the old Kentucky shore. Oh, one night I went to see her, she's gone, the neighbors say. White man, he bound her with his chain. They have taken her to Georgia, where her life away, oh, the toil and the cotton. Oh, my darling Nellie Gray, they have taken you away. I'll never see my darling anymore. I'm a-sittin' by the river, weeping all the day, 'cause you've gone from the old Kentucky shore. My canoe is underwater, banjo is unstrung, and I can't stand living anymore. Oh, my eyes shall look downward, my songs will be unsung, while I stay on the old Kentucky shore. Oh, my darling Nellie Gray, they have taken you away. I never see my darling anymore. I'm a-sittin' by the river, weeping all the day, 'cause you've gone from the old Kentucky shore.
Y'all bear down there, boys.
Oh, my darling Nellie Gray, up in heaven there they say, they'll never take you from me anymore. I'm a-coming, coming, coming, as the angels clear the way. Oh, farewell to the old Kentucky shore.
Thank you.
That makes Willie cry.
Can't take him anywhere. Don't worry, Willie. We'll calm you down back at camp. Okay, we got time, just a few minutes left, so we're going to take it out with a fiddle tune we learned from one of our favorite fiddlers, James Bryan. He lives up in Mentone near Bill, and I was very fortunate to be able to spend an afternoon up there last summer learning tunes from him. So this is one called Alabama Gals. And speaking of gals, I haven't introduced Marion yet. This is Marion Lashley on guitar. She's the heartbeat of the band. She lives over in Quincy, Florida. So we're going to take it out with Alabama Gals. Get my chin rest on here.
Get your sweat rag on that thing, Lord.
Yeah, it's kind of disconcerting. You know, you play on a hot day and you look down there and the seam is opened up on the bottom of your head. It's happened.
You're just trying to look back at you, Lord. Thank you.
That's Osama Dome Baldwin and the Cracker Terrace Band.